Stretching all the stars, reaching over suns, hoping they would never burn him more than once. In the galaxy, it was very cold when she couldn't understand the root of love. I can tell you, friend, it is beautiful, and if you can understand her, like you mean it, like we've got a reason to go on. Oh, tell me, did you feel it when we were 100 miles from home?
Weather's warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her. Lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall.
Hope. We'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
We're right there with you.
Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I ever met.
1032. Speaking hope into your family.
Hope 1032.
If I find in myself desires nothing in this world can satisfy, I can only conclude that I was not made for here. If the flesh that I fight is at best
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe. Divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D. Savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay. I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book, and let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching as the credits all roll down. Crying, you know we're playing to a full house. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end, for you and me, on this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause. Oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. 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 Down
No heroes, still as one to blame. While we'll zero this build the stage. And the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece. Our lines we read so perfectly. But the show, it can't go on. We used to have it all. But now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause. Oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. Ooh, at least we stole the show. Ooh, at least we stole the show.
Could be, and if I didn't
1032.
We have a chance to turn the pages over. We can write what we want to write. We gotta make ends meet before we get much older.
I turn the music up, I got my records on, I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone.
Hope 1032.
Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers, here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
Jesus Calls prayer line, can I pray for you?
If life is getting on top of you, there is hope. Jesus Calls provides a Christian-focused prayer line to support you on 1-300-728-378.
Thank you for calling Jesus Calls. Someone is waiting to pray for you.
Call now, 1-300-728-378. Station sponsor Jesus Calls. No lecturing, no judging, just a listening ear and prayers. Call now, 1-300-728-378.
Babies go yum yum with baby mum mum. Babies go yum yum with baby mum mum.
If you're concerned
concerned about food allergies and your baby, Baby Mum Mum Rice Rusks are the ideal low-allergen choice. They're gluten-free, egg-free and nut-free. Oh, and they taste great too. Available in your supermarket baby food aisle or visit babymummum.com.au.
Babies go yum-yum with Baby Mum Mum.
Station sponsor.
Hey, can masculinity be defined by Clint Eastwood? After 6 decades of filmmaking and dozens of characters, where many have become part of the cinematic lexicon, for multiple generations, Clint Eastwood has come to epitomize masculinity. While for some, they may think the translation of this male soul might be a relic of the past. But it's worth evaluating this query. This opens a whole conversation about how society should define masculinity. Throughout film history and within the words of the Bible, we are given varying depictions of men. Interestingly, most of them fall well short. While there is one who does define what it is to be a man. And it should be no surprise that it would be Jesus. But have you read one of his biographies to truly see what it is to be a man? Why not give one a read today? This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
In my own little world, it hardly ever rains. Never gone hungry, always felt safe. I got some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population, me. I try to stay awake during Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. And I turn off the news when I don't like what I see. It's easy to do when it's population me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose? I could be living right now. Outside my own little world. Ooh. Stopped at a red light, looked out my window. Cardboard signs that held this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? So I rolled down the window and I looked her in the eye. Oh, how many times have I just passed her by?
Outside my own name.
Enjoy the sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
Radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
You're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, 1032.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world, and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered, and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight. But there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. 'Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got the never gonna leave us kind of love. Got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best of my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I see so much, might not know much,
but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
Scripture teaches that God speaks, but it can be a challenge to hear his voice for ourselves. I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations, and we've designed a resource to help. The Other Side of the Conversation is a video Bible study that equips you to recognize and respond to the Spirit. Biblical foundations and pastoral wisdom come together in this six-week series that includes DVD and guidebook. As Jesus said, we can all recognize his voice and follow. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope. 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. How sad it is to hear sometimes of elderly people living alone and then dying alone. The newspaper report in the Sydney Morning Herald gave the, and you might remember this, the graphic details of 87-year-old Natalie Wood, who died alone in Surry Hills, and her remains had not been found for 8 years. She'd laid dead and forgotten all those years. Now, what a tragedy. No one had noticed her missing. And as I read the report, it said she'd kept to herself, but she was a nice person. And people left flowers now on the front steps, and the neighbour was reported to have said, "These days, nobody knows anyone. We live in a throwaway society. Everything's recyclable, even people." Now, I realise that some people choose to live alone and avoid contact with others. Maybe Natalie Wood was one of those, but we could call them a recluse. But why is it? It must be a very complex issue, this one. And I looked at a web page with a question, "Can you go through life entirely all by yourself?" That's an intriguing question. And there are a couple of answers. A lot of times it said, "I think how great it would be not to have other people around. I've developed such a total lack of trust for people as I've got older," this says, "and I've been a loner pretty much all my life. I'm used to it. I absolutely refuse to get stabbed in the back by anybody again." So there you have one person who just kept to themselves because obviously of something bad that had happened in the past. And then I read this. "Pretty much most of my life, I've been alone with no friends. Most of the people that I thought were my friends were just using me and dropped me once they got what they wanted out of me. It's getting worse as I get older. A lot of people my age are married with 2.5 kids. They don't have much time due to being busy with their families. I'm almost 40, this person says, so the chance of me ever meeting anyone's pretty slim, and it doesn't help that I can't stand being in crowded places. I can't meet anyone. And you can't meet anyone if you just go to work and come home." So they're the kind of reactions that you can read about from people who live alone and want to stay alone. But I want to say, and I'll talk about this again tomorrow, loneliness is this feeling, a depression, sometimes a pain. It's an everyday, surely a normal human experience that sometime in our life we will feel lonely. It's run of the mill. It could come.